Are you there, Alex?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Sweet. Awesome.
How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Sitting outside enjoying the beautiful weather.
Yep. Yep. It's a nice day.
Yes, it is. Just waiting on This is Jim Quick with the Great Americans podcast, Great Falls Hockey. And I have online Alex Leaf, this year assistant coach, last year one of the star forwards. Alex, good to talk to you.
Yep, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I wanted to have you on here first because of the fact that, you know, you've went from player to coach in the same on the same team. So you have a different perspective than most would have. Of course, you've got the veteran side of playing, and now you've got that perspective from looking at them from that side and being able to observe things a little bit more objectively. So
yep, for sure.
So I guess to start off, let's talk about your history.
So, all right.
Just give a little brief history of yourself, where you're from, all that good, you know, all the good bio stuff.
Yep. I grew up playing hockey in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I started skating when I was 3, obviously with my dad working at USA Hockey, and then my mom actually reffed in the Olympics in 1998. So I grew up in a big hockey family. I always tell people that I didn't really have a choice to play or not. They just threw me out there. I played my youth in Colorado Springs growing up all the way to 15. And then I moved to Detroit to play for one of the top teams in the country. After that, I kind of bounced around all over the country. I got to meet awesome billet families, awesome people, play on some really good teams and make some friends that I still have today. So hockey's been awesome for me. My first year of juniors, I was out in Walpole, Mass, and I was lucky enough to play in a league championship game. And those guys, I'll always remember those guys and how tight the team was and just the bond that we had over that year. And then my last year, obviously, I came out here and finished my last year playing out here for Coach Greg. So
awesome. I didn't realize you had such a history.
Yeah. Yep. Hockey is taking me all over this country and all over half of Canada, playing in some big tournaments. Just meeting awesome people, living with awesome billet families since I was 15, and just kind of traveling the country, playing in tournaments and doing what I love.
Cool. So, what is for you, where would be the most memorable?
I'd say there's probably two for me. When I was 16, I played on a team in Colorado out of Boulder, Colorado called the Rocky Mountain Rough Riders. And we went up over Christmas and New Year's to Calgary for what they call the Max tournament. And in the U.S., when you play youth hockey, there's not a lot of fans, and it's mostly your mom and your grandpa cheering you on. And
right.
So that's just something you get used to when you're younger. And we went up for this big tournament in Canada, and they told us how big it was, you know, and we were like, oh, all right, whatever, you know, it is what it is. And we played the opening ceremony game against Calgary, just 15, 16-year-old kids, and there was almost 5,000 people there.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and that was just something crazy that I had never experienced before that point, and we got waxed out of the building, but it's still cool to look back on that and just be like, wow, I was a part of something pretty cool. And then the second one was my first year of juniors. We went on a really good playoff run all the way to the championship game. We ended up losing that game 2-0, but just the bond, the tight group that was created with that team is something that I'll never forget.
Where was that team at?
That team was in Walpole, Mass, in the EHL.
Okay. Awesome. Yep. That's great. What about growing up with your dad as, you know, well, and with your mom being a an official in the Olympics, how did growing up with the official side in your family affect your play?
Obviously both my parents knew the game of hockey really well. They knew the rule book very well also. I know you've probably seen me play. Sometimes I could be a little bit of a hothead.
Well, you're a hockey player. I mean,
Get a
that's
little fiery out there. I would say when I was younger, that was one of those things, 'cause I reffed probably starting at 11 or 12, and obviously my dad helped me out a lot with that, and I would sometimes I'd get frustrated, but I'd try my best just to not let that change how I was playing out there, because at the end of the day, I was a hockey player and not a referee. So,
right.
as I got older, I learned to flip that switch, the difference between reffing and playing, and I could flip that switch a little better. But when it was a struggle when I was younger, just to kind of manage the two away from each other.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. So, what about the differences now that you've become an assistant coach? What's other than the obvious? What's the differences you're seeing from going from the ice to the coach's bench?
Yeah, I think you get to see the game in a whole different way. A lot of times when you're playing, you kind of got blockers on, and you can only see what's in front of you, and you're so focused on the game. And now when I'm on the bench or I'm in practice, I get to see everything that's going on. I can see who's open before they're even open, or what play should be made here and what play should be made there, and that kind of stuff. So it's like, as a player, you go back and watch video to see that kind of stuff, but as a coach, you get to see it live in person, you know?
Right. Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Yep.
What about, of course, I know most coaches are former players, but do you feel that being a former player will aid you in being a coach as far as the way that you deal with the players? And because, like you said, I mean, you was a bit of a hothead when you were younger, and that, but I think that's, most hockey players, you're not going to get out there on the ice if you're, pretty mild mannered. I mean, even Phil Harrell has his moments. So, how does it come into play when you're dealing with the players now?
Well, I would say that a lot of guys on this year's team weren't on last year's team, so they don't necessarily know me as a player, which could be a good thing. But I relate to a lot of these kids because I was in their situation a year ago.
Right.
I was in the grind of junior hockey and the road trips and the games and practice every day, and what can I do to get better and all that kind of stuff. I can relate to, because that was me just a short time ago. And I think the players relate to me pretty well in that sense of, they can ask me questions about what does this look like, or what happens in this situation, like a road trip or practice questions and that kind of stuff. And they know, like, okay, he was here last year and he was a captain, so he'll definitely know kind of what Greg's looking for, or what things are supposed to look like as far as our organization goes.
Right. How about your relationship with Phil and Sam and Ryan and oh, who was the other one that came back?
Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah, Aaron. Yeah, your brother. Well, that's your
Yep.
brother. I mean, that's, that relationship will always be.
Yeah, those three are awesome. I had an amazing relationship with them last year. Even times were tough last year. We weren't winning as much as we wanted to, but those guys showed up to the rink every day and worked as hard as they could. They all came back this year with the same attitude. So those guys have been awesome, and there's a mutual respect now that kind of that's our leadership core this year. And I did my best last year to kind of set them up for that, knowing that if they do come back, then these guys will be good leaders, and this is kind of what you got to do, and this is what it's like. And
They've been amazing at it. They've been awesome. So like I said, there's a mutual respect between us as far as that goes, and them being older guys and being in the league before.
Right. Well, and yeah, I mean, there's definitely a bond that you can see that's grown there. And, it's been impressive to see the maturity and the changes that have come with them returning. Phil, you know, I think out all of them that's returned, I think Phil is the one that's just kind of stands out the most to me, because, I mean, we watched Phil last year. We've seen what Phil was doing, and Phil is definitely in the middle of everything, but it seems to me this year there's a little bit more of an aggressiveness to him. There's a little bit more of a fire there than there was last year. I don't know. Maybe it's just me seeing that, or
a lot of these guys, it's a confidence thing. So like Phil last year, we traded for him and he came from a team that didn't do a lot of winning before us, but he was still a second year guy, and he was in a new town, a new place, and he's just trying to get in a groove. And now he's back for his third year in the league. He's 100 games ahead of everyone else.
Right.
He knows he's the guy. He's confident in himself out there every shift. And when you have that confidence, that kind of swagger with you, then the game's a lot easier. You know, you just go out there and play. That's what Phil's been doing in practice and in games last weekend as well.
Yep. Yeah, well, there's definitely a confidence there now. You can definitely see that. And that goes a long way with anything, but, you know, it's when you're out there, you know, in a physical sport like hockey, you got to have that confidence.
Yep, it's important. And those young guys come along. We obviously got a lot of them this year, but they came from good programs, good schools. They all work hard. So then that confidence will kind of grow as they get more games under their belt. And like I said, we got a good leadership group this year of guys who have played a lot of games, whether it was in an American's jersey or somewhere else. So, I'm a good mix of those good leaders, and these young guys coming in that work hard is kind of the key for success.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of the guys that's coming in this year, I mean, I've really been impressed just in the first three games, the red and white game, of course, the scrimmage, and then this past weekend against Yellowstone Quake, the speed that we are seeing this year.
Yep.
I mean, there's a couple standouts to me on speed, you know, of course, Aaron James and, Aiden Kennedy,
yep.
Aaron being number 9, and then Aiden Kennedy being number 73, and then Luke Pizzi, number 14. He's got some speed to him. You know, I mean, it was just watching these kids float along that ice like they were, and then, you know, like with number 73, Aiden. It's the control that he's got over that puck going in amongst the defenders. It's just really impressive, you know, seeing that this year. Who for you? And of course, I mean, I don't want to cause any hurt feelings on the team or anything, but for you, who would you see as being the biggest standout in this past weekend?
Well, it's pretty, if you just look at the game sheets, it's pretty easy to see that number 10, Ty Obey, had 6 points in two games. He scored 4 goals. So that obviously that stands out to pretty much everybody. I'd say both of our goalies battled pretty well. And I'd say, honestly, everyone's got kind of a role on the team as far as where they stand, what their job is. And I think everyone it's a lot of kids' first games this weekend. So
right.
They got a lot of growing to do and a lot of where do I stand and what do I do and that kind of stuff to figure out. But as far as all that goes for first games for a lot of these kids, I think a lot of kids just came out and worked as hard as they could. And that's all me and Greg asked for was, you just got to outwork the other team across from you. And I think we did that. So,
oh, absolutely.
It's good to see a group of guys as a team work as hard as they did and not just individuals.
Yeah. Oh, it's absolutely the we were impressed with the whole team. I mean, just everybody just out there was giving it all. They're putting their heart and soul in on, out there on that ice and leaving nothing. You know, I mean, it was just it was awesome to see the work that was being put in. And of course, you know, we noticed towards the end of the game how tired the boys were getting. You know, and I remember somebody in the audience saying something about how tired they were. You know. And I was like, well, but you got to look at how hard these boys have been fighting out there. I mean, they're not, it's, they're fighting the whole time. And they were, every single boy was coming after on that ice was fighting. Every one of them. You know, I didn't see a slacker in the bunch.
Nope. And everyone came out and gave it their all this past weekend. And that's all you can ask for as a coach.
Right. And, you know, but it just seems like it's a rarity to see a whole team like that. That comes out there and puts so much into it.
Yeah, it's exciting to see.
Oh, it is. I'm sure you probably do, but the excitement that is in the fans these years, the ones that are in this year that was there, you know, first for the red-white game, that got us all pumped up. Just seeing the boys play against each other and the way they were. And then come this weekend, against the Quake, you know, it started off a little slow on Friday night, but then they started figuring things out and they started gaining that, got over the nervousness and stuff, you know, and then they started really coming in. And I'm telling you what, the excitement that was in the stands by the end of Friday night is just, it was incredible. It's this town is ready.
That's awesome. Good to hear.
So this weekend, y'all have off. You're going on a camping trip, a little bonding session for the whole team.
Yep.
Do you have any plans for any kind of, kind of issue going on, you know, where you're going to, you know, little things you're going to work through to try to help build that bond more, or are you just going to have a free for all?
We'll go up there and we'll go on a hike, a pretty good hike, just for guys to get out there. A lot of guys haven't been to Montana, and the state's beautiful, so kind of go on a hike, go do some exploring, and then we have a big bonfire for the guys and a dinner, and that night we're up there, so there's. It's kind of a free for all, but in a sense it's controlled, as in everything we do is still as a team.
Right. There's a lot to be said for a free fall, you know, just to let everybody chill out and all that, you know. I just wondered if you had any ideas on anything that. Because there's, you know, you go to like summer camps and stuff like that. They always have these little programs to help,
yep.
To help build things, you know.
Yep. No, I don't. This is the first time I've been on it. This is something Greg did pre-COVID because he's been here for a little while. It was kind of a tradition before COVID that he worked out again to bring back. So I'm sure he's got plans, and we like to play football with each other and just. Get the guys together and have some fun, relax a little bit. There's no cell service up there, so you kind of just got to hang out and be with the guys.
Right. Oh, that's always nice when you're able to disconnect like that and, you know, devote your attention to the immediate surroundings and just getting to know each other, you know, on a personal basis like that.
Yep, so, it'll be good for them.
So there was one question. Actually, there's two questions I was supposed to ask you, and I've already told you this. First off, who is your favorite goalie?
My favorite goalie. I know the person who asked you, and I know what he wants me to say. So I'll word it like this. My favorite goalie from last year's team that did not come back is Jake Regan.
Played it safe, huh?
Yep. And I know he's having a good time up at school.
Oh, he is. Yep.
Yep.
I talk to him quite often. He's doing good.
Good.
Other than his little shoulder incident.
Yep.
I told him he was a hockey player, not a wrestler. He needs to leave that alone.
Yep, for sure.
So then I was also supposed to ask you about your first duck.
My first duck. It's kind of a short story, I guess. I used to go out with Chase Thompson and Jake last year a lot, and Simon went a lot. The group, we kind of went out any day we could just to get some birds, and there was a few days that were pretty good, and then a few days that were super slow, but it was our first couple times in, and I was still waiting for my first bird, and this lone bird kind of just flies over, and the guys, because obviously they've all been hunting before, and they've all got their first bird, so they kind of just let me have it, and I went ahead and took it and fell in the river, and Jake had to go swim and fish it out for me.
Yep, his waders hung up downstairs in our laundry room for about a week trying to dry out.
Yep.
As a billet father, I enjoy hearing these stories. I enjoy, you know, I enjoy seeing the camaraderie that you all build. This is part of why my wife and I decided to become a billet family, because, you know, we want to see this. We enjoy the hockey. We love the, you know, this puts us on that personal level with the hockey players.
Yep.
Not just as fans. We, you know, we get to, you know, because Jake used to come home at night, you know, and tell us stories about, you know, some of the things that go on, you know, as, you know, great stories, and just hearing how the friends that he was making. And so it's, you know, we love to see that part of it.
Yep. And we got awesome billet families up here too.
Absolutely.
An amazing job, and it's kind of one of those things that nobody ever talks about, but it's definitely top tier as far as importance in junior hockey is having good billet families, because they got to have a good place to go back to when they're not in the rink, and
yep.
They come in and they work their butt off every single day, and they got to go home and have a good place when they're away from home as well. So we got awesome billet families up here. Everyone does a really good job. How supportive they are is just awesome to see.
Yep. I tell you, one of the best movies that I've seen that covers that side of it is called Flin Flon.
Uh-huh.
And it's about the Flin Flon Bombers. I don't know if you've seen it or not.
I have not seen the movie, but I know the team.
Well, ironically, doing a little digging into the history of the Great Falls Americans, that's where the franchise originated from.
Yep.
The very beginning was the Flin Flon Bombers.
Yep.
So, you know, of course, I seen the movie first before I found this out. So it's kind of ironic that, you know, that connection there. But, yeah, if everybody gets a chance to watch that movie, it's a great movie about the team up there way out in the middle of nowhere in Canada. And there's billet families that are on there that have been doing it for like 30 years.
Yep.
You know, that just goes to show the connection that the families make with these, with the players, because, you know, some of the mothers talked about, you know, they 30 years later, they still hear from their players.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's one of those special things in hockey that other sports don't really get to get, but it's awesome. Right.
It is. That is definitely special to hockey. I mean, we have the baseball team with the Voyagers. It's, you know, there's the billet families for them. But I don't know.
Yep.
It seems to be different. I don't know what it is about the hockey.
It is for sure.
But, well, Alex, it was great having you on here.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Absolutely. We are really looking forward to this season and seeing what the team can do. Of course, our next series is against the Gillette Wild. I'm not going to ask any of your thoughts on your game plans or anything like that, because I don't want to give nothing away to them. other than the fact that, you know, what are your thoughts on the fact that they do have 11 veterans coming back? They were already an awesome team last year. And I mean, basically their core is coming back. So it's going to be almost the same team. How do you see?
Look, it'll be a good test for our guys, especially the guys that haven't seen them before, which is most of the team. But then again, it's good that they haven't seen them before, because right now we have a group of guys that they don't care who they play.
Right.
They don't know any better. They just go out and work as hard as they can. And like I said, that's all you can ask for. So they don't know necessarily the history or how good they were or any of that. They just want to go out and play. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It'll be a really good test for us. It's early in the season too, so there's a lot we can learn from it either way. But
oh, absolutely.
Yep, there's a lot we can learn. So just go out and, again, just ask our guys to compete as hard as they can and go from there.
I think that's going to be the biggest takeaway for that weekend is what you can learn from that.
Yep.
Because it's not that I don't have any faith in the boys, but they're going to be hard pressed to play against these veterans like that. They're going to get out there and they're going to learn some tricks just in those two short games.
Yep.
But if they go into it looking at it that way, what that's going to do for their hockey IQ and their playability for the rest of the season is huge.
Yep. Yep, it'll be good for them. And Gillette's got some guys, obviously some guys that can play. They got some guys coming back with a lot of points, but we recruited some guys that can play too. So we got a good team around us. We got good goaltending and we brought speed in this year. So I think it'll be a really good game.
We're definitely looking forward to it. We're looking forward to all these games with watching these boys, because it's impressive. We are excited. Hockey has started back up, and we're happy to see the returning veterans. We're happy to see the rookies, and you know, we're definitely happy to see your dad take over the team and the things that he's already done for it so far. You coming back as an assistant coach, and of course having your brother Aaron back, it's showing a family legacy there that I think is going to go a long way. And
yep.
We as fans truly appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Yep. My dad's working as hard as he can. And obviously my brother's working hard, still being a player. So we're a big hockey family. We always will be. That's in our blood. It's what we do. So when we're up here, we're all giving it our all in our respective roles. So.
That's the way it's got to be to make it successful.
Yep, for sure.
Well, Alex, I appreciate your time and appreciate your words of wisdom there. And we definitely look forward to talking more with you later on down the road. And
all right.
You have yourself a good night.
Yep, you too. Thanks again for having me.